children like to come up and have a story? Got a good one this morning. But I'd like to hear a story about Willow, the painter. Come on up. Hi. I have someone to show the picture, so I don't have to just keep turning it, pointing it at you. It's actually going to come. Brittany's going to show you the pictures while I read the book. How many of you like to paint and draw and stuff and do art? Do you? Does everybody? I will need it. I'm pretty bold. You don't know my voice. All right. All right. You like to draw? What do you paint with?
I like to draw horses.
Horses? Me too. Anybody else like to draw or paint something special? But rainbows? Oh, you're gonna like this book. How about you?
Abstracts.
Wonderful. Everybody's chuckling because even adults don't understand abstracts, so that's great. How about you?
I'm working on drawing anime.
Anime? Oh, that's that girl that does all the flag stuff or whatever she does. I don't know much about anime, but I've seen some things. What do you do? You paint with colors?
Cars.
Cars. Oh, of course. Cars are wonderful. Who else?
I like to draw rainbows sometimes on papers. I take papers and I draw pictures of them.
So do I. Yeah.
I like to do self-portraits.
Self-portraits. Wow. This is going to be a good group. Yes.
I draw anything that comes into my head.
Anything that comes into her head, she draws. Right. That's wonderful. That's the way it is. That's what it's all about. Well, this is about a little girl, and her teacher keeps telling her to draw green trees and red apples and green grass and things like that, just the way you see it outside. But she likes to do other things. Even on the sunniest days, Miss Hawthorne's art room was cold and dark. Everything was in its place. There wasn't a single broken crayon in the bunch. The students sat in their rows, silent and still, like eggs in a carton. Except for Willow. Rosy-cheeked Willow twisted around in her seat to look out the window. "Face forward, young lady," Miss Hawthorne's icy blue eyes glared at Willow. Willow shivered. Miss Hawthorne's moods were as dark as her clothing. One day in September, Miss Hawthorne handed out paper, paintbrushes, and paints. She told her students to make pictures of a tree and hung an example on the board. All the students painted trees with straight brown trunks and round green tops. Everyone except Willow. "Who ever heard of a pink tree?" Miss Hawthorne asked with a frown. "That's what I saw when I closed my eyes," said Willow. A few students giggled. Sam snorted. "Pink stinks." The next week, Willow carried her well-loved art book to school. In it was a picture of a flamingo pink tree painted by a famous artist. "Look," Willow pointed, giving Miss Hawthorne her most magical smile. "Horrid little girl," she muttered as Willow skipped off. In October, Miss Hawthorne passed out paper, paintbrushes, and paints. She told her students to make pictures of an apple tree and hung an example on the board. All the students painted trees with straight brown trunks, round green tops, and red apples. Everyone except Willow. Miss Hawthorne pointed with a long bony finger, "Look at the mess you've made. And there's no such thing as a blue apple." "But that's what I saw when I closed my eyes," said Willow. Some of the students giggled. Sam laughed especially hard. "Yeah, who ever heard of a blue apple?" The next week, Willow carried her well-loved art book to school. She showed Miss Hawthorne a picture of a tree with blue apples. Then she reached into her backpack and took out a blue apple. "This is for you," she said, handing it to Miss Hawthorne. Miss Hawthorne's face turned crimson. "Horrid little girl," she muttered as Willow skipped off. Autumn flew past. Willow always seemed to be in trouble in Miss Hawthorne's class. "Willow, stop. No polka dot pigs. Too messy. No purple cats," You broke another crayon, Willow? Willow, put that book away. Most of all, Willow got into trouble for not painting things the way Miss Hawthorne wanted her to. Go ahead. 2 days before winter vacation began, students brought presents for their teachers. No one brought a present for Miss Hawthorne, except for Willow. Miss Hawthorne stood at the window watching Willow and the other students board their buses. Then she walked to her desk. She was surprised to see a gift. It said, "To Miss Hawthorne, my art teacher, from Willow." Nestled in a bed of tissue paper was Willow's well-loved art book. Miss Hawthorne filled her desk with paints, brushes, colored pencil, and paper. She picked up a colored pencil and doodled. The school custodian poked his head into the classroom. He was astonished at what he saw. Go ahead. Willow climbed into her bed at home, wondering if Miss Hawthorne liked her present. When the students returned to school in January, everything was the same as always. Except the art room. Willow was the first to step inside. Behind a graceful willow tree, covered in paint from head to toe, a woman was painting. "Do you know where Miss Hawthorne is?" asked Willow. When the woman turned around, the students gasped. "Miss Hawthorne?" asked Willow. "Oh, I'm so glad you're here, Willow," Miss Hawthorne said. "Grab the paintbrushes, children, I need your help." Delighted, the students did as they were asked. This time, everyone painted just the way they wanted, especially Willow. You like that one? Thank you. Now you get to go to your classes.